can't believe this is a rec center. It looks amazing.
You look amazing. Foxy as hell.
Simmer down, Boyle.
No, I love it. Amp it up, Boyle.
Happy to. Jake, your body's kicking and skin as clear as a summer day.
Ooh.
Jake.
Ames, you look beautiful.
But when are you getting your makeup put on? Y'all, she woke up like this.
Not now, Jake. We're in crisis mode. The cake hasn't arrived yet. Mason woke up with the chicken pox, so we don't have a ring bearer. Plus, look what I found on my veil.
Ooh.
I planned everything so perfectly, and now it's all falling apart.
No, it isn't. Take a deep breath. All right, we got this. Terry, Rosa, will you please take this veil to a dry cleaner? And if they won't do a rush job, make them use force.
I mean, we're not going to abuse our power.
Of course not. We're good cops. I was just exaggerating. Rosa, I was not exaggerating.
Great.
Okay, now for the ring bearer situation. This actually might be a blessing in disguise. I know that he's your nephew, but I wasn't super jazzed about Mason.
Yeah, he should be cuter.
His face is too small for his head. He's a Dick Tracy villain. But I have an idea for a new ring bearer who is very adorable and very obedient.
I would be.
I'm talking about Cheddar the dog.
Yep, right.
Brilliant. He loves responsibility. I'll go pick him up.
I'm gonna go with Holt. Seems like people are pairing off for adventures, and we have the best rapport.
Cheddar, are you crazy? What about my
allergies? Got your meds right here. I brought them just in case Hitchcock decided to wear his toupee again. It's very clearly not human hair.
Human hair is indistinguishable from badger fur.
That is absolutely not the case, but that reminds me, you two, our wedding band canceled last minute, and I need you to find a replacement.
You can count on us.
Flat Top and the Freak, we always deliver.
Our band canceled?
Not in any way, shape, or form, but it's a very stressful day, and I thought things would go better without Hitchcock and Scully here.
Oh, that's so smart.
Look, babe, we planned a great wedding. It's gonna be a perfect day.
Phone call for you, sir.
Ah, thank you. That would be the cake guy saying he has arrived. Hello?
Jake Peralta.
Yes?
There's a bomb at your wedding. It's set to explode at 5:30. Everyone inside will die.
So, that was not the cake guy. Okay, we called the bomb squad and got everyone out of the building.
We should leave.
Who would do something like this?
Well, I clearly have an arch nemesis. Finally. Must be someone I put away who's hell-bent on revenge. He's probably gonna make me choose between saving the city and saving the woman I love. Little does he know, I can save both.
How are you so calm right now? Someone is trying to blow us up.
I'm calm because there's not really a bomb. I mean, if you're trying to kill someone, you don't call and give them a heads up.
So they're just trying to scare us?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The bomb squad's on their way. They'll do a quick sweep, find nothing, and split, and this will just become a funny story we work into our vows. Amy, there was a bomb at this wedding. Your butt is the bomb.
Please don't say that during the ceremony.
Is it that you don't like wordplay, or you don't want me to talk about your butt at all? Because one of those notes is really gonna pull through it.
How did this guy even find out about the wedding? The stupid engagement announcement Charles put in the paper. It had the time and location of the ceremony.
Amy, be very careful about throwing around accusations like that, because if you're trying to say I somehow ruined Jake's wedding, then I'm gonna kill myself. So tread lightly.
Okay, just take it easy, Charles. Nothing is ruined. See? The bomb squad is already here.
And they brought a robot. This is exactly how I imagined my wedding would be when I was a kid.
Well, well, well. Amy Santiago.
Amy, look. Your ex-boyfriend is here on our wedding day. Why?
This is my crew. Yeah, you called me boring, so I leveled up my cool, and now I run the bomb squad. I also started traveling. I went to Belgium. They have the best spaghetti.
Teddy, let's get everything out on the table here. Last time we saw you, you kind of proposed to Amy, so you're not still in love with her, right?
No, I definitely am. My therapist told me to stop trying to get over it.
Oh, weird that you wouldn't hide it even for your own pride.
But seriously, don't worry. I'm a cop, I have a job to do, and I'm gonna do it professionally.
That's great. I'm happy to hear that.
Meaning I will be doing a super thorough sweeping of the building. It's gonna take hours, so you should probably just cancel the wedding. Anyway, congrats, you two.
Congrats on the bomb squad.
Charles!
Right.
So, are you bringing someone to the wedding?
No, I'm taking a break from dating for a while.
What?
I'm sick of asking people how many siblings they have. Oh, is it somewhere between 0 and 2? How fascinating.
But you never know when you're gonna find your dream person. Anyone on the street could be that.
All right, it feels like you Googled how to talk to your bisexual friends.
Yeah, the point is, you can close yourself off all you want, the universe will find a way.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Car's here.
Hi, I'm here to pick up Rosa. Are you the one I'm looking for?
Now, Cheddar, when I give the signal, you go directly to where the bride and groom will be. Here we go. Hop, 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 hop. Good boy, good Cheddar. How did that look?
Very weird. You're not gonna trot by the dog at the wedding, are you?
No, of course not. I'll be officiating. You'll be the trotter.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, my.
What?
I just got an email from the mayor's office telling me if I'm the next commissioner of the NYPD.
Well, well, well. Finally something to care about today.
What's going on, guys?
Someone called in a bomb threat.
Seriously?
Is this because of Boyle's stupid engagement announcement?
Yes! No! They won't let us back in the building.
But there's not really a bomb, so it's just temporary. What about you guys? Did you get the veil?
Terry has it.
I do?
Oh, no, I left it in the car. It's not my fault. The driver was so hot. Not for me, for Rosa. She was clearly flirting with her. Oh, I know. I'll just call the company and bring her back here. And then who knows what'll happen.
Wait a minute. Did you do this intentionally so I'd have to see that girl again?
No, that's crazy. This is Jake and Amy's wedding. I would never do that.
But you gotta admit, it does seem like the universe is pushing you two together.
Terry!
Right. Look, we'll go find a man.
I can't believe this is happening.
Don't worry about them. Let's go check on Teddy. I'm sure he's made a ton of progress.
Nope. Haven't even gone in yet. Still putting on the bomb suit. Yeah, my job is super dangerous, but I like living life on the edge. Just kind of sexy if you think about it.
There's no bomb. If they wanted us dead, they wouldn't have called first.
Not always the bomber who calls. Maybe you had a young daughter, found a key to a secret room, came across some blueprints, felt guilty and wanted to save your life.
Seems unlikely.
Well, Amy, in this life, it's sometimes the unlikeliest outcomes.
That... Feels like you're winding up to propose again here.
I was. Good catch. Amy? Would you?
No!
Still did it.
All right. Well, this is going to take a while, so you have time to reconsider. Off to do my super dangerous job.
Ugh. I can't handle this. I need a cigarette.
I knew that you would, so I came prepared. Nicotine patches. You just put it on your shoulder and whoop, stuck it right on your face, huh?
I want it as close to my brain as possible.
It's unsettling. All right, listen up. I think I know how to fix this. All we have to do is figure out who my arch nemesis is, track him down, and get him to admit to Teddy that there's no bomb. We have 3 hours to save this wedding.
That's good. I love you so much.
Love you too. Wait, you're talking to the nicotine, aren't you?
I can love two things.
Look, I was told to drop off one Nakatomi Plaza wedding cake at 2:15.
Yeah, but they won't let us inside the venue, so can you please take it away and bring it back later?
Sorry, ma'am, I can't. I have other deliveries.
Man, it's gonna melt in the sun.
Don't worry, Amy, I'm gonna keep it chilled with my cool breath.
Oh my God, the cake looks amazing! Charles, why are you spitting on it?
Because I didn't ruin your wedding!
Okay.
Were you able to trace a number that called in the threat?
Yes, it was a burner, but they caught it pinging off a cell tower in Fort Greene, one block away from the last known address of Frank Gillespie.
Who?
I arrested him for armed robbery in 2008, and he got out of Rikers a year ago. He's gotta be my arch nemesis. He's definitely obsessed with me.
Just because you arrested him?
Well, we didn't have enough evidence against him at first, so let's just say I had to get a little creative.
You framed him?
What? No, Ames. I went undercover and became best friends with him, and then he told me about his lymphoma, and we ran a 10K together, and then I arrested him. He felt so betrayed. The trial was very emotional.
All right, let's go talk to him. That must be our guy.
Hey, great attitude, Ames. You're handling this really well. Ah, there they are.
All right, she should be here any minute. Her name is Alicia. Switch with me. That's your good side.
I have a bad side.
Oh, damn, you didn't know?
All right, can we just focus on finding the veil?
Really, it's not a big deal. I'm sure it's in her car. Oh, here she is. Do you mind if I slyly mention you're single?
Do not do that.
You won't even notice.
Hey, you needed to see me again?
Rosa's single.
What?
Ignore him. We left a dry cleaning bag in your backseat.
Oh, I didn't see anything, but you can take a look.
The veil's not here. Rosa was so screwed.
Hold on. Don't freak out.
You were the one that said
that. That was before the veil went missing, when life was breezy.
Oh, man, why is this so heavy?
Because you made them do an all-frosting interior.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to eat it.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, Gina, there was a bomb threat. Teddy won't let us in the building, and we had to get our cake out of the sun, and now you're in charge of it so we can go find my arch nemesis.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Everything okay?
No. They only said Gina once, and it was kind of in the beginning.
Huh.
Did you read the email? Are you the commissioner?
I haven't opened it yet.
What?
Today is Peralta and Santiago's wedding. I don't want to make it all about me.
So you're scared to open it?
Don't be absurd. I simply want everyone to focus on the bride and groom, and not on whether my lifelong dream, which I spent decades working towards, has collapsed in front of my eyes, leaving me untethered in this world and unsure of my very future with the NYPD.
All right.
Okay, Gillespie's apartment's right over here. Oh, this is exciting. We're gonna catch my arch nemesis. Do you think he has a shrine of photos of me with the eyes scratched out?
Well, let's not rule out the very real possibility that it's entirely sexual.
Oh, man, that would be super upsetting and so cool.
I know, it's amazing.
Okay, focus up. Let's do this.
Right, you look great.
NYPD!
Hello? Is there a problem?
We're looking for Frank Gillespie.
Frank? He died a year ago.
What? What happened?
Well, his lymphoma came back, but really, it was the loneliness that killed him. Somebody hurt him, and he just couldn't make friends after that.
So, it seems like he died because of me. I'm just gonna lock that up in a little box in my brain and never open it.
Hey, do you remember Dario Moretti, that money launderer I arrested? He lives right around here, too.
So?
He hated me. What if this is the work of my arch nemesis and not yours?
So you're suggesting I'm not involved in this at all? I mean, you hear yourself, right? It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, Amy.
Are you actually mad that someone might not hate you?
Yeah, I am, Amy. Oh, wow, it's a bad color on me, isn't it? All right, fine. We'll check out your guy, and I'll be totally fine with it if it's him. Oh, man, you got a whole shrine. Even the eyes are all scratched out.
Babe, when we're married, we're going to share everything. Bank accounts, health insurance, arch nemesis.
Oh, that's nice, Ames, but you don't have to say that. Charles, will you put this picture of me up on the wall?
Copy that. You want the eyes scratched out?
You know I do. Lieutenant Wells, where's Teddy?
Hi, Jakey.
Aunt Linda, what are you doing here? How'd you get past the police barricade?
Well, I moved them. Now, I know I was supposed to come here solo, but I had to invite my friend Barb. She was so down in the dumps.
Yeah, that's all fine. Don't worry about it. Actually, you know what? That's not fine. Barb can't be here. You can't just add someone day of.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, Teddy, meet Dario. He has a wall full of Amy photos, and he's the one that made the bomb threat.
And I'm Aunt Linda.
Okay, Aunt Linda, I love you, but you gotta go. Okay? Thank you. Give us a moment here. All right, Dario, tell Lieutenant Wells what you told us.
Okay, I've hated Detective Santiago since she arrested me, and then I saw that engagement announcement in the paper.
But you could have figured out where the wedding was even without that, right?
No, I was trying. I'd totally given up, really.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Anyway, I made the threat, but there's no bomb.
Just like I've been saying all along. Now, can we please go back in the venue?
First of all, there's nothing inherently creepy about a wall of Amy photos.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, I'm not going to just take this guy's word for it that there's no bomb.
Why not? He's the one who would know.
So you think a cop should just stop what they're doing as soon as a criminal tells them they didn't do it?
Oh, my God, that is actually a really good point.
So I only had one passenger after you, and he got off here.
Well, what did he look like?
I don't know. I mean, he was wearing some dumb hat. I'm sorry, I know that's not helpful. All hats are dumb.
What the hell? Is that your laugh? Also, quit vibing and help me solve this.
Sorry, man. That's what the universe wants.
Screw the universe. The universe is a dick.
Maybe it fell out when he got out of the car.
Wow, you're so smart.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Uh-oh. It's kind of dirty looking. But, you know, that's why they put it in a dry cleaning bag. I'm sure everything inside is totally, soaked in urine. Damn it, New York.
Kate, you've been staring at your phone for 45 minutes. Just read the email.
What if it's bad news?
Sir, do you know how many times I've not gotten something that I wanted?
How many?
Zero. Because I have a trick. Whatever that email says, you just act like that's what you wanted all along.
Well, I can't fake it. I want this job. For years, I've worked nights and weekends. I've sacrificed friendships. I've jeopardized my relationship with Kevin. And now, to find out if it was all in vain.
Yeah, let's not check it. It feels like there's a lot on the line.
Agreed. Let's just grab Cheddar and go to the wedding. Where is he? Cheddar? Cheddar? Cheddar the dog!
Oh, he ate the cake.
Oh, Cheddar, you furry little pig.
Okay, Amy. I got through every room and I cleared them very fast because I love you and I want you to be happy, even if it's with somebody else. Did that new tactic work?
No!
You just called it a tactic.
Can we get in the venue or not?
Not quite yet. There's one more vent we can't get into and our snake cam broke. Got another one on the way. It'll be here in about 6 hours. What? No, we need it now. People are already here. I'm sorry. The vent is very tight and no one on my team can get into it. I've been doing a lot of Pilates, so I'm pretty huge at this point.
I'm going in.
What?
Look, this is all my fault. I put the announcement in the paper and ruined this day. And now I'm gonna be the one to fix it. Get rid of you two. I'm about to save this.
There's a bomb!
Damn it, Dario. Why'd you say there was no bomb?
Because I wanted to kill Amy.
Then why did you call in the threat?
I didn't. My daughter found my hidden room and discovered some blueprints.
Yes, fine, Teddy. You were right. Now, can you please get the bomb out of the vent and dispose of it somewhere?
Honestly, I wish we could. But it's too dangerous to move. We have to defuse it on site. I have to evacuate this entire block. It's gonna take all night.
Wait, so you're saying?
Wedding's off. For real. It's over.
Jakey, what's this that I hear that there's no rabbi?
Not now, Aunt Linda!
Okay, so we just finished processing Moretti. Did you talk to our parents?
Yeah, they ended up having dinner together. It sounded like they had fun. Our dad's only gotten one arm wrestling match.
Who won?
Neither. They both threw out their shoulders.
What a disaster.
Yeah, but look, I know it seems like everything sucks, but why don't we just get married tomorrow? You know, we won't have a venue or a band or any of our guests, but We could go to City Hall.
Jake, do you really want to get married in the same place people go to get restraining orders?
Amy Santiago, I would marry you anytime, any place. I would marry you in the steaming filth of the Gowanus Canal.
Sweet, but also gross.
I would marry you on the G train in the summertime when the air conditioning is broken.
Damn, really?
I would marry you on top of the Empire State Building.
Well, that sounds kind of nice.
During a King Kong attack.
Oh yeah, that's not good. Okay, City Hall it is.
No! I was eavesdropping. I'm always eavesdropping.
I don't like it.
Look, I didn't spend the last 7 years watching your love ripen, only to have it sullied by a City Hall wedding. You're getting married right here, right now.
What?
Come on, Boyle, I don't even have a dress.
You could wear Gina's. I'm sure it's white.
There's no way Gina was gonna wear a white dress to my wedding.
No, I definitely was. But I thought you'd just wear a gray pantsuit or something. I would never wear a gray pantsuit to your wedding. I promise you that.
This is happening. Jake and Amy are getting married tonight. Title of my sex tape.
What?
Whoa! Yeah, whoa, all right, I got a lot to work. Give me half hour! Whoa!
Wow, you look beautiful.
Thank you. This dress is incredible. Gina, this would have been so crazy if you wore this to our wedding.
I know.
Hey, Amy, I know I ruined your veil, but I made you a new one. It's a shower curtain. Yep, Terry fumbled the task.
But we got you a bouquet.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Thank you.
Where did those come from?
Alicia found a florist in the city that was still open and picked them up. All right, keep it in your pants.
Okay, here we go. Jake, Amy, let's go downstairs. It's wedding time! So here it is. I really hope you like it. But if you don't, I will kill myself.
Charles, it looks amazing.
It's beautiful. How can I ever repay you?
Get pregnant. Use your body to give the world more Jake.
Holy crap. All right, I'm going to take Charles away from you now. I will see you up there.
Wait, stop everything. We're here.
Where have you guys been?
You sent us out to find a band.
Right. I definitely remember doing that.
It took a while, but I think we really nailed it. Check this guy out. We found him on the subway.
Hey, I know you. You're Malipnos.
No. We have never met.
No, I'm pretty sure we have.
You sell me horse blood?
No.
Would you like to buy horse blood?
No. You know what? Maybe we don't need music for this. That's totally fine. We can just skip that part of it.
Guitar.
Holy crap, Malipnos plays like an angel. Amy, where it go?
Hey, Malipnos.
I don't know you.
Okay.
Please be seated. Friends, colleagues, gawking New Yorkers, we are here today to celebrate the marriage of Jake Peralta and Amy Santiago. I've known you both for the last 5 years, and it has been a true pleasure to watch your distracting childish rivalry evolve into a distracting childish courtship, and now into what I'm sure will be a distracting childish marriage. I'm proud of you, and I love you both.
Permission to say it back?
Permission granted.
Love you too, sir.
Love you, Captain.
Now, I believe you've prepared your own vows.
Yes, I was going to do an Addams Family themed rap, but my beatboxer isn't here. That's the only reason it's not happening. So, Ames, today has been a crazy day, but I shouldn't be surprised because we've had a lot of crazy days. There was our first date, our first kiss, the first time you told me you loved me, and the day you told me you would marry me. Also, yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, because every single day that I get to be with someone as amazing as you is crazy to me. I love you, and I'm worried about dancing in front of our friends. The end.
Okay, well, I've been planning this wedding for the last 6 months, and if you told me yesterday everything that was gonna go wrong, I would have had a panic attack that sent me into the ER. But I'm here, and I've never been happier. Life is unpredictable. Not everything's in our control, but as long as you're with the right people, you can handle anything. And you, Jake Peralta, are the right person for me. But I do have some bad news. There is a bomb at this wedding as well.
What?
Your butt. Your butt is the bomb. There will be no survivors.
I love you so much. You're my dream girl.
I love you too. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.
Ring bearer, please bring the rings.
But I thought Cheddar was sick. Oh my God. You got the robot. There's a robot at my wedding.
Yeah, I felt bad about how everything went down today, so I offered to help.
Oh, that's nice.
Also, are you guys doing the thing where someone gets to object to this union, or is that later?
We're not doing that.
You've outsmarted me. Congratulations.
Okay, moving on. Do you, Amy Santiago, take Jake Peralta to be your husband?
I do.
And do you, Jake Peralta, take Amy Santiago to be your wife?
I absolutely do.
By the power vested in me by the state of New York, I'd like to announce that your honeymoon vacation request status has officially been moved from pending to approved. You're married. You may kiss the bride. Congratulations once again to Jake and Amy. And now that everyone's here, I have an email that I need to open.
All right, weirdo, not something we usually announce to the squad.
It says if you got the commissioner job.
Oh, my God.
What? He was too scared to read it all day.
I was, until I heard something very wise tonight. Life is unpredictable. Not everything is in our control. But as long as we're with the right people, we can handle anything. So I'd like to receive this news with all of you.
You quoted me.
Okay, here we go. Well, from the look on my face, I'm sure you can guess what it says.
No! We have no idea at all! Just tell us, you monster!
Not a doctor.
Shh. From Yulon.